agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Current Department of Defense regulations exclude women from ground combat, as well as from assignment to forward support units that are embedded with units assigned a direct ground combat mission. Army Secretary Frances Harvey has been skirting, pardon the word, this policy by unilaterally rewording it to assign women to foreign support units except when they are actually conducting an assigned direct combat mission. When a ground combat unit actually engages the enemy, the women, who are roughly 10%, will have to be evacuated from the battlefield. How many ground and air vehicles and how many extra men will this ridiculous plan require? Will the enemy hold his fire until the evacuation of women is complete? Frustrated by the Army's devious behavior, Representative Duncan Hunter successfully added an amendment to the Military Appropriations Bill to require that the Army give Congress 60 days' notice before making any change to the current policy. The advocates of women in combat say the front line is everywhere in Iraq. They continually try to fuzzy over the difference between being subject to risk, such as being ambushed by a car bomb, versus the task of aggressively seeking out and killing the enemy. Army Chief of Staff General Peter Shoemaker tried to laugh off the difference by saying that maybe since we're killing 40,000 people a year on the highways, the women shouldn't drive. That's very dangerous, too. The Army is wondering why it can't meet its recruitment goals. It could be that the current 15% female quota is a turnoff to men who do not want to fight alongside of women who can't carry a man off the battlefield if he is wounded. The Army should investigate the possibility that forcing women into land combat is actually hurting recruiting.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says 99% of lawyers give the rest a bad name, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, things are a-happening in the field of agriculture. We just got word that late last evening, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that we needed to bring more cattle into this country from Canada, and they have opened the borders. And this is a very good thing, according to our Secretary of Agriculture, and he should definitely know what's good for this country. He says, because the ruling is effective immediately, we are immediately taking steps to resume the importation of cattle from Canada. This is great news for the future of the United States beef industry, specifically the many ranchers, feeders, and processing plants that have been struggling to make ends meet due to the closed border. For whatever it's worth, the futures market opened today down considerably. Feeder cattle lost almost $2.50 a hundred. And the slaughter cattle are down 70-some cents. So I understand what he means by this being good for the livestock producers. It means they won't have an income tax problem this year, the way I look at it. Anyway, Dr. Max Thornsberry is with me today. Dr. Max is a representative of RCAF, and he just returned from visiting the CAFTA countries down in Central America. Dr. Max, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
It's great to be here, Derry.
Hey, isn't this a great thing? We're not going to have a tax problem this year because, Mike Johann says, best thing that ever happened to the cattle industry, break this market to $3 a hundred.
Yes, I was at a meeting in Minnesota where I personally heard our Secretary of Agriculture tell the 300 people in attendance that cattle prices were too high and that the best way to get cattle prices down to a more reasonable level was to get the border open with Canada and let the importation of live cattle begin.
Did he get any boos or hisses at that? I couldn't have sat still.
He got a few shaking of heads, but
people are just too nice. You can't be nice to these kind of people.
Well, what was odd is on his right-hand side sat Mike Johns, the next president of the National Cattlemen Association, and he nodded his head in approval. So I guess he felt like his constituents were making too much money, but having you know, a major source of income from something other than agriculture, you have a different perspective. This will be very good for processors that bring in live cattle from Canada. They will be able to depress our market dramatically, particularly in the northwestern states. They will immediately begin to import cattle ready for slaughter, of which there's a pretty significant backlog in Canada as we speak, and the fat cattle prices will go down. They've been going down all week in anticipation of this ruling. They started out in the 80s, and now they're down to $78,
$79. What did you learn just moments ago when you were on the phone with RCAF?
Well, this was a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling on a temporary injunction placed by Judge Siebel in Montana on the opening of the border that was due to occur this spring. There will be another ruling on the 27th of July, which is a permanent injunction. It will be a ruling on whether the border should be permanently closed. That will be before another court. And this is between now and then, the border will be open. If they win the court case on the permanent injunction, then the border will close back up. So temporarily, the border is open, and if the ruling goes against us on the 27th, then the border will be open from then on. The goal of the USDA is to open the border to all classes of livestock. Their original rule was to open the border to everything, cows, bulls, calves, fat cattle, anything that wanted to walk across the border. And the Inspector General's office jumped them and basically wrote some very scathing articles about what the USDA was doing, and they lowered the age limit to cattle under 30 months of age. Knowing that their primary goal is to open the border to all livestock, I would say that it won't be long if they win this permanent injunction in July that they will open the border to everything.
And it won't be very long that they're going to be coming in gobs and bunches from some of these foot-and-mouth disease countries. Do you agree to that?
Yes, I don't know what will happen on foot-and-mouth. They're trying to do the same thing with foot-and-mouth they have with BSE. They're trying to politicize the disease. It's in all of the South American countries below the Panama Canal. I get a reading every day on where foot-and-mouth has been identified worldwide. It's in every one of those countries. Now the USDA is sending them vaccine at our cost so that they can vaccinate their cattle against the foot and mouth disease so that we can import the cattle from those countries that have been vaccinated. Now, I know right now you can't import an animal that has been vaccinated, but they're working on changing that and also classifying countries as to regions, just specific regions that are foot and mouth disease free.
What kind of a vaccine is it? Is that modified live or what is it?
It is a genetically engineered vaccine. The technology on foot and mouth is beyond comprehension. They know every strain, the genetic footmark of every strain. And so they use a vaccine that's totally different than the normal cases. So by running some blood tests, they can determine where the animal's been vaccinated or whether it had an actual natural case of foot and mouth disease.
Would it make a difference? Do they build up an immunity to it?
Yes, they do. The odd thing about foot and mouth disease, it doesn't kill anything.
No.
People got
They wish they were dead.
Yeah, but it doesn't kill them. It makes them sick for a while, but they recover, and then they usually don't get it again. Maybe 5 or 6 years later, they'd be susceptible again. So they kill all these animals when they see this foot and mouth disease, but considering how they've treated BSE, I think it'll just be a matter of time before foot and mouth disease will be considered a controllable disease like BSE is.
I didn't know BSE was a controllable disease.
Well, that's what the USDA tells us.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We can control this thing. We found a case in Texas now, and we're just like Canada, so we'll let them come, and when we find it, we'll control it. And
do you think they really found
it? No big deal.
Do you really think they found a case in Texas?
Well, I can't get to the bottom of that particular case. Nobody's being given very much information. The last information that we've found is that is an atypical BSE, which means, yes, there are some prions there, but no, it wasn't the classical form of BSE.
And we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Dr. Max Thornsberry, he is a director, a regional director with the RCAF movement, and he's also a veterinarian, and he's also in the meat business. You know, Doc, I'd like to ask you just to make another couple of comments about this mad cow thing, and then let's move on to the South American trade agreement countries. But, you know, we found government employees taking lynx hair out of a domesticated lynx and putting it on some traps or something, some rubs that they had, trying to get people to believe that lynx lived in this particular part of the country. We've seen the government pull all kinds of shenanigans, just like this ivory-billed woodpecker. As far as I'm concerned, that thing, someone would have seen it. You know what I'm talking about there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, someone would have seen that in 60 years if it had been there. That bird was brought into this country. I don't trust the government at all. And look how long it was before we could find out where the cows were that supposedly had the BSE in the beginning here in the United States. You can't talk. I'll bet you can't talk to the rancher or the farmer or whoever owns that cow in Texas, can you? Do you know where she is?
They have been very closed-mouthed with
no
information.
See, I wouldn't bet she wasn't hauled in here from someplace. So I don't trust these people. I don't trust them at all. Am I just a weirdo?
Well, you know, Derry, I used to not believe that our government was actively working against us. But I guess I'll have to be called a weirdo like you. I am totally convinced that the USDA does not have grassroots agriculture's needs in mind. They basically said that at the meeting in Minnesota. They're more concerned with what's happening in the packing industry and in corporate agriculture than they are at the grassroots level. They want a cheap food policy. They made that very evident, and that's the direction we're going.
You were at that meeting. What did they actually say?
Well, he actually said two very specific things. Number one was that there is absolutely no difference between the Canadian production system and the U.S. production system. He failed to tell those in attendance that Canada uses a number of medications in cattle that are outlawed by the FDA in the United States. But basically, he said we are the exact same system. And then the second thing he said is if the border doesn't open, that cattle prices are going to get high enough that people will start eating other sources of protein. He failed to mention that cattle were at their highest immediately following the finding of that cow in December of 2003, and people bought beef at record levels, and they're still buying beef at record levels. But his comment was the border must open, and one of the reasons it needs to open is to get the price of fat cattle down to a more reasonable level.
So we won't have to pay income taxes. That's how it's going to help us out here.
I guess it's going to help you. He mentioned that he had talked to some feed yard operators, and they said feeder cattle were too high, and they were just going to stay out of business for a while.
Have you ever heard a feed yard operator that didn't think feeder cattle were too high?
No, I haven't, but I never saw the USDA ever issue any statement in support of us when fat cattle were 60-some cents and 50-some cents for 5 or 6 years in a row. The USDA has a cheap food policy, and whatever it takes to establish that is what they're going to support.
Let's take a break.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
We're visiting with Dr. Max Thornsberry today, who has just returned from a trip to the CAFTA countries way down there south of the border. Doc, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that all of the Central American countries are phenomenal cattle country. They are all tropical. They have grass that grows all year long. They have readily available water and natural resources. They have volcanic soil in many areas that's 6, 7, 8 foot deep, black as coal. They have imported some very high-quality grasses from Africa. And they tell us that they can double their production in about 4 years, maybe five at the most. And we saw acres and acres and acres of poorly or unutilized land that I believe what they're telling us is true. They have an excellent genetic base in cattle. Most of the people there that are in agriculture have been educated in our land-grant universities all around the South and Midwest, and they've taken that technology back to their own country and are utilizing it. They use a Brahman cross cattle, but they produce a tremendous amount of meat, and they are getting better and better at their efficiencies.
What kind of cattle do they have? They use because you say it's tropical, do they use Bramah crosses?
Yes, it's mostly Bramah, and they use very high-quality Bramah breeding. They use Hudson Ranch and V6 and several of the other people know the prominent names in the Bramah breed. in the United States. They do ova transfer. They buy embryos in the U.S., fly them down, implant them in their cattle. They get the best genetics in the world that way very quickly. They use a lot of artificial insemination. The one thing that they don't do in that country is feed very much grain. Corn is very expensive there, about $10 or $12 a hundredweight versus four or five or six here. And so most of that corn is used for human consumption. But what we found is that they universally feed their cattle poultry litter. Many of our large corporations, Cargill, Tyson, ConAgra, have large poultry production systems throughout these countries in Central America. And so there are tons and tons and tons of poultry litter available. And since corn is so valuable, they compost that poultry litter and mix it with some of the byproducts that they have from their flour mills and rice mills and feed it to their cattle universally.
Now, that's to fatten cattle or that's to feed a mama
it's
cow?
It's a little extra feed. They really don't fatten cattle like we do. We saw some pretty good feeding operations, but when you're talking about feeding them 7-8 pounds a day versus 30.
Yeah.
Just enough to give them a little extra to boost them along on the grass.
Lunch them along.
And but in the United States, there are some poultry litter fed. It's been recommended by the Food and Drug Administration that we should not do it. It's not been legally prohibited. But it's primarily fed to large cows, big cattle that can utilize the non-protein nitrogen in it. But in that country, they feed it to everything. It's universally fed.
Okay, now, what you said, you see, I'm under the impression that these people are very poor people, that they don't have any money. The typical people there in what countries were you in?
We landed in Costa Rica. We spent 3 days there. We then went to Nicaragua. We spent 3 days there, and we finished our trip in Honduras.
Okay, but these people, there's a lot of poverty, right?
Yes, the average wage in the minimum wage you had to pay in Costa Rica was $6 to $8 a day. In the other countries, it was $3 a day.
Okay, you don't take somebody that's making $3 a day and fly embryos into the country and
No.
Who's in business down there?
About 5% of the wealth, about 5% of the people in each of these countries control about 90% of the wealth. And so almost all of the wealthy people in those countries have been educated in the United States. They speak English. They own other businesses. Agriculture is a sideline for them. They may own some manufacturing or shipping or import-export business, something of that nature. A lot of them are involved in the textile industry, furniture manufacturing. They will have as a sideline an agriculture operation, and those are the people that are bringing the embryos in. But what these people are doing is they're selling breeding stock, and they're selling breeding stock between countries. Costa Rica is a more wealthy country than the others, and so they raise a lot of breeding stock, and they send that to Nicaragua. We also found that thousands upon thousands of head of feeder cattle were being shipped by boat around the Pacific coast into Mexico, and they were going into Mexican feed yards just south of our border.
I was going to say they're going to end up in Texas, aren't they?
Oh, they very easily could, yes, no problem. I mean, there wouldn't be any doubt of that. And they keep telling us that there's no trade in cattle into Central America from South America, but we were at a ranch where they showed us a bull that had come from Argentina. So it's pretty hard to control what goes on in these countries. You can load yourself up a boat of cattle from Argentina or Chile or Brazil and unload it about any port if you can have enough money to pay the right officials. And some of that is going on. It's not in big numbers, but it is taking place.
You mentioned a while ago the inspector general is the one, and I'm kind of changing the subject here, but who is the inspector general?
Well,
I don't want a name, but what does he inspect?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how that works. It's supposed to be a watchdog agency that operates independent of the government. Secretary Mike Yonan said that the inspector general of the Department of Agriculture forced them to retest the brain of this cow and two others that we found in Texas. And they forced them to run the Western blot test. I have a statement that Mr. Yeomans made that he didn't even know the test was taking place until it was reported.
Okay, we're going to have to take another break. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's been said that the United States of America is the greatest free country to ever exist. To discover America's rich history and heritage, read the Freedom Documents. As compiled by Dr. Chuck Baldwin, the Freedom Documents is a one-volume compilation of 50 of our country's most influential documents. Here's Chuck Baldwin.
We're talking about educated people that have never read the Constitution or our Declaration of Independence and these other wonderful documents without which we cannot really understand what this country is all about. But there are many, many people throughout this country that have never read these basic fundamental documents.
The Freedom Documents is 171 pages and ring bound. To order, send $39 check, cash, or money order to Freedom Documents. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Friends, I want to tell you about steel span buildings for hay or machinery storage, or if you're just needing a workshop, steel span buildings will solve your storage needs. Spanning from 20 to 80 feet wide and up to any length desired, steel span buildings is the largest manufacturer of Quonset style structures in the world. Now, these buildings are designed to be built by yourself. They're easy to add on to, and because the arch has long been known for its unmatched strength, they're the strongest, most maintenance-free buildings in the industry. And most importantly, friends, these buildings are affordable. See side-by-side comparisons why steel span buildings are clearly the better choice against standard truss-type buildings on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says the best business in the world would be buying people for what they're worth and selling them for what they think they're worth. Jerry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting with Dr. Max Thornsberry today, who has just returned from the CAFTA countries there in Central America. You know, Dr. Max, I'm looking at some figures here. The article is entitled Agriculture Without Farmers. In the industrialized countries, like in the United Kingdom, where the population is largely urban, 200,000 farms have disappeared between 1966 and 1995. Government figures show that 17,000 farmers and farm workers left the land in 2003 alone. Now, that's just in the United Kingdom. They say only 5% of the population in the EU is at least 500,000 farm workers still leaving the land annually. And it goes on, Poland alone will lose up to 2 million agricultural livelihoods as a result of joining the EU. The United Kingdom figures that half of North European agriculture will disappear within a generation. Here in the United States, between 1950 and the year 2000, the number of farms decreased by 64%. Less than 2 million farm population has declined. We have less than 2% left as actual farmers. 90% of agriculture output is produced by only 522,000 farms. In Canada, same situation. There were less than 247,000 farms in the whole country last year in Canada. This is a worldwide thing.
Yes, it is. We met with the embassy when we were in Costa Rica, and the young economist there told me, he says, Dr. Thornsberry, you have no guarantee that you or your family will be able to continue in the field that you have chosen, agriculture. Agriculture will move in a worldwide economy to the point of least cost production. And as a result, farming in the United States will become less and less significant, and more of that will be relegated to third world countries like Central and South America. They will produce the food for the world, and we'll sit back and work in Walmart and McDonald's and Payless shoes.
What is going to happen when we get 100% of our, and it'll probably never be 100%, but it's going to be way up there, of our food supply from foreign countries, and then we have a national disaster where we can't move product?
Yeah, they don't believe that will ever happen again. They believe that the worldwide economy as it exists today is strong enough to resist that. Larry, that's already occurred in fruits and in nuts and in a lot of vegetables. We don't grow our own tomatoes, strawberries, almonds, apples, and it's going to rapidly take place in all facets of agriculture if things don't change.
You know, back in the 1960s, I worked with the Missouri apple growers, and I don't know of one commercial apple orchard that is left, and we used to have a bunch of them up and down the Missouri River.
And up in the Hannibal area? Sales, and they've been dozed out, burned up. You know, it's a common occurrence, and all the worldwide leadership, all the governments are supporting this move in agriculture to the point of least cost production. You'll be producing your soybeans in Brazil, your corn in some other area. I mean, obviously, we've got areas in the United States that are suitable only for agriculture, but property values in states like California and Texas, where they have huge populations, are becoming so high that people are selling their property there and moving to our states to buy property. There's a little 120-acre farm that lies right next to me that just sold for $1,200 an acre that didn't even have a house on it for someone to move from California.
See, and you think that's high. Up here around Jefferson City, a lot of land is going for $2,000 an acre.
Yep.
No house or anything.
And it has no agriculture value at that price.
If you give it to, you know, it hasn't been that many years ago. Well, it was, because time flies. It was back in the 1980s when interest was 20%, and farmers and banks, the rural banks were literally going broke because they'd made farm loans and the farmers couldn't pay 20% interest. I did a lot of banquet speaking back in those days, and I would ask the audience, I'd say, how many of you would take, if I would give you just a typical farm in your community, and you couldn't put it in any kind of a government program, you're going to have to farm it, and you can't use any equipment that you already have. This farm is going to have to stand on its own, but I'm going to give you the land. How many of you would want it? And there'd be a few farmers that raise their hands and bother their wives and be sitting there shaking their heads no. You can't give somebody a farmland and make it pay.
Yeah. That's one of the things that's happening in Central America, Derry. The land down there has been very inexpensive, and a lot of foreign investors have moved in and started buying up the land because it will produce 12 months out of the year, 365 days. But now land values are going up there as well. As people from the United States and Europe are moving to these countries to buy up the land, land that used to sell for $100 an acre is now selling for $400 an acre. So this is occurring worldwide.
You know, I never even looked on the globe. How far below the equator are these?
All of these countries are above the equator. The equator runs right around there north of the Amazon River in Brazil. They're in the Tropic of Capricorn or Tropic of Cancer. I can't remember which, but they're in the tropics.
But do the day lengths change?
No, they have 12-hour days.
All the time?
Just a little bit. They'll change about 30 minutes throughout the year. But you have 12-hour days, average temperature in the 90s, 80s and 90s. It rains every afternoon most of the time. They do have a somewhat dry season. But everywhere we went, the cattle looked beautiful. They have excellent control. The USDA, our government, through USAID, is providing deworming medication for them.
Yeah, for about a tenth of what they charge us for it.
Their government supplies their lepto vaccine. Companies that sell vaccine here for $2 a dose sell it there for 60 cents. Blackleg here, that would be 35 cents a dose, sells there for 10 cents a dose. It's the same thing you see with Roundup. You know, it sells here for X number of dollars a gallon. You go to Brazil, it sells for a third of that.
Now, I would think with a tropical climate like that, they would have a tremendous fly control problem, worm control problem.
Worms can be a problem, but their pastures, cattle that we saw, the pastures are so lush and so high that the worms aren't on the pasture. They only crawl up about the first 3 or 4 inches, and the pastures are so good that they really don't have a problem. But they deworm those cattle and put insecticide on them about every quarter, and they have excellent control. They put up fly-controlled papers, and they take a white feed sack and put molasses on it and put these all over their pasture that draw the flies to them, and then they have insecticides on that, and that's how they control their flies, and they do a darn good job of it.
That's entrapment. They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
That's how they do it.
You know,
when you got labor at $2 a day, you can do lots of things.
Isn't that the truth? You mentioned the fact that the grass is lush. Don't those cattle spot graze down there like they do up here?
They do a lot of pasture rotation, which pretty well takes care of that problem. They'll run them in a 5 or 6 acre trap till they eat it down to about 4 or 5 inches, and they'll rotate them around. Now, they do have a dry season, which corresponds to our winter time. And then they might irrigate pastures. They might feed some stockpiled grass. Like I say, they're using forages that are beyond your comprehension. Grass that's 4 or 5 foot tall, that's 13-14% protein. They use an African star grass, lots of different.
Something that would be similar to Johnson grass here, perhaps.
Somewhat, yes, but much better quality and much higher protein.
Our Sudan grass that we brought in from Sudan, I guess, would be similar, maybe.
Yes, somewhat like that. That's the way a lot of it looks. It's a big, wide-bladed grass. They chop that. Down there, they cut their hay every day with a machete. You know, you're hiring people for $2 and $3 a day. You can afford to do a lot of things. They'll send some groups out there with a big trailer, and they'll chop off the grass by hand, load it in, bring it in, put it in troughs, and feed their cattle. Well, I never saw a skinny animal the whole time I was there. They do their dairy production up in their mountains where it's very cool and moist. We were at a dairy where the cows were milking 70 pounds a day on about 10 or 12 pounds of feed and forage. Just dramatic production opportunities if the right technology is utilized.
Holstein cows, I assume.
Holstein cows, yes.
Came from here.
Most of the Holsteins we saw there were forage-based genetics out of Holland. You have to understand there's a lot of European influence there. We've had a lot of restrictions on importing cattle from Europe because of BSE. They don't have those restrictions. They get cattle from all over the world, and they've brought a lot of cattle in from Holland, from France, from Germany. A lot of European influence down in those countries. We found a place, a packing plant there that had been approved by our USDA for export, and they have a USDA inspector in that plant one day a year.
Really?
And it is a clean plant, mind you, but there's no plant that can be inspected one day a year. I mean, I have a plant here in Richland. They closed my plant down for a day because a water beetle crawled up out of the drain. And yet they clear those plants for importing meat into the United States with an inspector there one day a year.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, We need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
And we are back. Let's go to the telephones. Megan, you've been very patient. You're from Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Megan?
Hi, Gary. How are you? I was just going to point out that I think the doctor was talking in the beginning about some of the, I guess, some of the injections that they're allowed to give the cattle in Canada that we're not allowed to give here or that people may not want their cattle to have. But this is also part of Codex. The whole harmonization is not just about vitamins or herbs or minerals. It's about food standardization across the board, whether it's the vegetables you buy or the meat and things that you buy. It's all going to have to be under somebody else's idea of what's proper and not what you as a producer here in the United States think is proper.
Yeah, Dr. Max, today you've looked at that CAFTA bill, I'm sure, time and time again. Are you familiar with that Codex Alimentarius thing that's in there?
Yes, I have to feint ignorance on some of these legal terms.
Well, it has to do with they want to control the what they want to do is not allow you and I to buy vitamins and minerals and herbal supplements to go with our food without doctor's prescriptions, and some of it they want to call, if it's not a food, they're going to call it a drug. And not even allow it to be sold, period.
I don't know what the... In Central America, you can buy anything as long as you got a dollar bill in your hand. There is no prescription down there basis. You can walk into any drugstore and buy anything you wanted to buy. Same way in Haiti or any other Caribbean country I've been in. If you needed to have a shot of some codeine, you can just walk in and say, I want some Tylenol 4, and they just hand them to you, and you pay for them. So I guess I don't quite understand that. Also, prescription medications like anabolic steroids, certain kinds of antibiotics that veterinarians cannot prescribe without a specific client-patient relationship, you can buy over the counter in any of the Central American countries I was in.
Did you see any farm supply houses or anything like that when
yep.
you were...
They have veterinary supply houses that run around just like they do here in little trucks and trailers that take medications and vaccines around to farms and livestock operations. They have livestock, what they call, they're not really auctions, but they're places where they accumulate livestock and then individually sell them to one another. You have trailers there that have medication, halters, ropes, all that type of thing, just like you would at any fair, except that you can buy things in there that you would need a prescription for in the United States. They also utilize a product called Ditrim, which is tribrisin, same thing we use in horses here to treat respiratory problems, but it has been illegal in the United States to use that in food-producing animals because it's a common antibiotic used for humans to treat urinary infections and also certain skin infections. In Costa Rica, it's a mastitis treatment, it's a foot rot treatment, it is a treatment for pneumonia, and you can buy it anywhere.
I hear music. I was going to ask another question. We'll discuss war banks when we come back. Stay tuned. And by the way, Megan, thanks for the call. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. Doc, they have quit, they have taken Warbex off the shelf here in the United States. Do they still use Warbex and light controls for fly control there in these South American countries or these Central American countries?
I did not see any Warbex while I was there. I did see some other Fenthionon type products, which is the basic same chemical structure as Warbex. But they are pretty much Ivomec and pyrethrin oriented down there.
Do you think it was a good move to not use Warbex?
Probably so. Warbex is extremely toxic, and there are some other side effects that Warbex may, in fact, predispose animals to other problems, has an effect on the immune system. And although it was a very effective grub treatment, Ivomec is 99.999% effective against grubs at one-tenth the normal dose. So they're a much safer alternative.
See, we used Warbex for years for fly control.
Yes, yes.
It worked.
It works good for about 30 days.
It's
a systemic product, though, and because of its organophosphate nature, it can be very dangerous. The closest I come to dying was from having Warbeck spilled on me one time.
Really?
Yes.
See, I've practically bathed in this stuff.
But different people are more sensitive to different things. They are utilizing insecticides in those countries that are not approved in the U.S. They're also using herbicides and things of that nature that are not approved. But there seems to be no standardization. There was no testing for residues. They say they have no BSE in those countries, but they don't test for it. They do have meat and bone meal that they feed to poultry and to swine, and they feed poultry litter back to their cattle universally. They don't take any SRMs out of any of their cattle. But it's kind of like saying you don't have, the Canadians said they didn't have any BVD for years and years and years until they had a major outbreak and lost about 10,000 head of cattle. Australians always said they didn't have any IBR until they had a major outbreak and lost 1,000 of cattle. If you don't look for something, you don't have it.
Well, do you see the buzzards?
That's right. Yeah, that's a pretty good indicator. But, it's a difficult thing, this CAFTA thing, to identify and discuss. There are things that we could trade mutually in, like fruits and vegetables and other things that we'll never be able to produce at the efficiency and level they can. Sugar is another thing they're very good at producing. We have our own sugar producers. They've got exempted from CAFTA. But when it comes to beef, I was on a ranch in Venezuela that had 50,000 mother cows. People seem to think that there are no cattle in these countries. They have millions of head of cattle. Right now they have as many cattle as Canada have. And if they double that, every one of those countries has got as many cattle as Missouri has. And Missouri's number two in the nation. So we're talking about the potential to be a major competitor.
Is CAFTA going to pass this round?
The only hope of CAFTA not passing is in the House. It's already passed in the
right.
Senate very narrowly. What we need to make CAFTA ride is we need some protections for the cattle industry. We need some legal maneuverings in CAFTA like we had with the Australian Free Trade Agreement that says if they start moving lots of meat up here and it has an effect on our market, that we can reduce imports or put up tariffs for a while. What they're trying to do with CAFTA is to make a basic outline for the free trade of Americas, which they're going to have with all of South America, which just opens the door with no strings attached any way, shape, or form. And if your government philosophy is to move to the cheapest point of production, that's what you do. But if you intend to protect any industry that we have here, there has to be some protections in place.
See, I think the whole thing is set up. It's a plan. It's a global plan. Once they get free trade of Americas and Bush and his cronies are behind this thing, the World Trade Organization is behind it, the World Bank's behind it. Once they get our free trade of Americas, we already have the European Union. It's going to be then a global thing, and we're going to have a one-world government, and we're out of time. And it's been a pleasure, Dr. Max, and it's time now for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.